Today's message comes from Pastor Holman, which he has sent to me to read for out loud to you gentlemen and ladies here. For our message today from God's Word, focus on our habits and God's grace. Habits of grace in Jesus. From Luke chapter 2, and when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male who first opened the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young chickens, or pigeons, excuse me. That was a custom back then, a sacrifice. They could also sacrifice a lamb, even a calf. But what was needed was a turtle dove and a pair of pigeons. When Jesus was 40 days old, his family went to Jerusalem, several miles away from Bethlehem, to do what God's Lord commanded. Jesus himself would have been presented before the Lord, an offering made for him as the firstborn son. Mary had to make an offering too, which normally would have been a lamb, but it looked like the family could not afford it, so they offer a pair of birds, as you see in Leviticus chapter 12. How strange it seems that the habit of God's own son couldn't afford the usual offering in God's temple. But in another way, it sounds right. For Mary and Joseph did bring a lamb. After all, they brought Jesus himself, the Lamb of God, who would offer himself up as a sacrifice on behalf of the entire human family one day. God gave us the gift of Jesus Christ and his grace. This is the basis of our habits and action, our gift to God and other. Through his death, Jesus will redeem all of us, and through his resurrection, he will become the source of life for all of us who trust in him. And when Mary and Joseph have performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they return to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child, Jesus, grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. As Christian, we live between sin and salvation, confession and forgiveness. We are, in the Holy Spirit, works of progress. The Bible speaks about our growth in God's love. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, the Apostle Paul says. But to grow up in God's grace in Christ means we seek to know the fullness of faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. For love is from God, for God is love. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 20 says, "Brothers and sisters, do not become children in your thinking." Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verses 14 and 15 says, "So that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro from the waves and carried about by every word, every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes, rather spreading the truth in love, we are to grow in every way into him who is the head, into Jesus Christ." 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." To be immature, according to God's word, is to have the basic knowledge of the faith and to transform and mold it by God's grace in Christ. Yet, maturity is more than just knowledge. It is the truth of the love of Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, who changes our lives with more grace. Maturity is a process of receiving grace and appreciating God's grace throughout a lifetime. Our gospel reading says, "And when Mary and Joseph performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own hometown of Nazareth, and that the child, Jesus Christ, grew up and became strong, filled with wisdom, and had the favor of God was upon him." Mary and Joseph are examples of good parents. They bring Jesus to the temple, they obey God's law, and remembering the Sabbath, and keep it holy by putting God first in their family. Obeying God's law, putting God first, is the fundamentalist to growth in the Christian life. There are many numbers of interesting studies on what makes successful people. Business type, artists, authors, etc. But what these studies show is that their daily habit plays a fundamental role in achieving real goals. But we are people of habit. The new year gives us a chance to hit pause and examine our daily habit. How can we see these habits in the light of God's grace? Opportunity to do our part each day to make a difference for our family members, co-workers, everyone. Do our habits hint at God, or do they hide God and His grace? God wants to inhabit our daily habit and routines with His transformative grace. Grace is God's gift to us in Christ. Growing in wisdom and maturity this new year means that we see all that we have to do in relation to God's gift of grace in Jesus Christ to us all. Amen.